This is from Freeze World by William C. Siegler. Mark and Joe took a booth away from the window in the morning sun. The waitress sauntered over with a mug of steaming coffee. She looked about 40. "What'll it be?" "We'll take the special," answered Joe. Both men took deep drafts on their coffee before either said anything. "Okay, Mark, you want to tell me why I went the bail for a couple of old retired NASA geezers and some young long-haired accomplices? You didn't do it yourself, did you? Are you kidding? I had one of my more unsavory contacts hire some local yokel lawyer to do it, and that is not an answer. I know, I'm just not sure how involved you want to get. Hey man, this is me you're talking to. I've dragged you through some tight spots before. I know, Joe, I guess I'm not sure what I'm doing this time. I'm not sure why I'm doing it either. I'm not sure I'll even go through with the meeting or what their reaction will be." Joe stared at his coffee in silence. He had known Mark Free a long time. This is from A Lefty's Legacy by Jane Levy. 3 decades after he threw his last pitch, Sandy Koufax was back in uniform at Dodgertown, a rare occurrence given his belief that baseball uniforms do not flatter those of a certain age. This is where he made his debut in the spring of 1955. And Vero Beach is where he has chosen to make his after-baseball home. An odd choice for a man said not to like the game and the attention it brings him. Mornings, when he's in town, he works out in the training room. The clubhouse guys gave him a key. He brings the bagels. This is from 52 Ways to Tackle Your Leadership Success by Dr. Jason Carthen. In the deepest, darkest recesses of your mind, you have things that you are afraid of. In fact, if you engage in a certain level of introspection, you can probably identify the root cause of those fears. Whether it is something from your childhood or a life experience that went wrong and now causes a certain level of anxiety when it occurs, face your fear to reach your full potential. No matter the cause, getting a handle on fear must take place if you're going to reach your full potential as a leader or follower in your organization. Moreover, in your personal life, it's also imperative to confront and move beyond your fear if you're going to thrive and live your best life now.